Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and I would like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica, the podcast where I talk about relationships, love, and sex, and everything that's under the umbrella. And of course, this is all from my perspective. As always, let me say thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast and who supports. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the secrets that can make a man fall in love with you, ladies. I'll discuss some of the things that you can do to make him fall head over heels. So if you want to know the secrets to making your man or any man fall in love with you, sit back, relax, chill, do whatever it is that you do. And I'll be right back with the question tonight. Alright, so my question tonight is, which is better, smoking weed or having sex? Now for me, you know what, honestly, fuck that. Why can't you have both? I don't understand why it has to be either. When you combine these two, it don't get no better. Now I'm not speaking from personal experiences, but I've had conversations, I've talked to people, I've been around people who have partaken in some type of substance that will take them to a different level. And each experience or each encounter was different, but the outcome was pretty much similar when you have the conversation or when you have conversations where something probably happened before and you experienced that, you know, being under the influence and being romantic or, you know, having sex. Everybody pretty much said the same thing. It's one of those out-of-body experiences. It doesn't compare to anything you probably have done sexually. Because the smoking of the weed adds to that vibe that's going on physically between you and someone that you're spending time with. Now, some will argue as an adult, if you think smoking weed is better than having sex, you might not be having sex right. And to a degree, I agree with that. You know, but each person is different. Each person vibes differently. You know what I mean? And there's this thing that there's no comparison to great sex. Because what you think is great sex to you, I may see it as that's just average. So everybody has their own perspective or their own insight on what taps into them and elevate them to a level of satisfaction. Now, which I think is just a matter of opinion. When it all boils down, it's just a matter of opinion. You know, because you're never going to agree. You're going to always have a debate or some type of disagreement about it. You know, sex and smoking weed are two different kinds of pleasures. We enjoy both of them. We enjoy both. But it depends on the rarity of the occasion. Now, I even heard that sex is bad for your health. Now, I'm not going to agree with that. Because I can't think of a time when sex was... I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had bad sex. But the outcome has always been to have an orgasm or to feel some type of satisfaction. It may not be that overall satisfaction that you, when you went in, that you was thinking that you were going to get, but how many times does that happen? It's rare that you have a disappointing, you know, ongoing sexual relationship with someone, because if it happens more than once, then you're going to stop. You're automatically going to be like, you know what, this ain't right for me. This ain't doing the job. This ain't putting me to sleep. So I'm wasting my time, which I don't have time to waste, so I'm not going to call her. I'm not going to have him come over to put me to sleep. So you won't encounter multiple times of having bad sex unless you want to, or you're in a marriage where you can't escape, or you don't want to leave out of convenience. So you may endure bad sex because you have a man who gets up and go take care of the house and take care of the kids and pay the mortgage and you can get your hair did and blah, blah, blah. So you'll be like, you know what? Okay. You might have somebody on the side. You might have somebody, you know, actually putting you to sleep or knocking your boots. But, you know, that's real too. You know, even though it happens, it's not the most common thing when you got everything working in your favor. You know? But I also say the thing about weed, smoking weed. What if you have lung issues? What if you have respiratory issues? That throws you off. You know what I'm saying? That's not good for you. So just like you said, some sex is bad, smoking weed is bad. But overall, it's one of the best feelings in the world. Now, I'm not going to talk about any experiences, you know, but I have talked to several people who have spoke on the topic when it comes to, you know, having an edible before being intimate, or, you know, smoking while you actually are, you know, having, you know, sex where you, when a woman's being penetrated. You know, you both share a joint. And what's funny, everybody's outcome pretty much is the same. That when you encounter both situations, it feels like you're in another universe. It feels like you have elevated yourself to one of the highest planes that you can ever get to. It's unexplainable. But you enjoy the feeling, and that's the important part. That you enjoy each other. You enjoy the fact that the effect that the weed has on you when you are together, when you are, you know, entwined, when you're intertwined with each other and stroking and licking and sucking and hugging and kissing and just the bodies coming together, and you have that element of the good. If you got some good shit, if you got some chronic, I've never had chronic, but I've heard so many good things about it. I think it's one of the best strands out there. But if you are, you know, blessed to have some marijuana that's just right for you in that occasion, then you're in a good place, you know? I've been told that. This one person told me that she was so turned on by her partner, their physical primary movement was kind of like a feedback to what they were experiencing. It was as, you know, she would touch herself, touch her, you know, her lips or her fingertips, you know, and her mind would imagine what she was feeling. Like, the senses were at an all-time high. She felt like her body was just elevated, like, you know, almost as floating. Like she was floating, you know, through timeless space. The way she was explaining, I'm sitting and I'm trying to put myself in that situation. Because I've never been where, you know, I've touched myself and it felt like, you know, I was in another universe. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I haven't had that thing where me, myself, I, you know, try to see what was that feeling that I got when I was with someone who we were both, intoxicated. So to try to understand or feel that feeling she was feeling, I couldn't get it, but the way she explained it, it was fascinating, you know? So, because I don't smoke weed, you know, because I'm too nervous and it's not my thing at this point as an older man. But there are times where, you know, I may have indulged in something, some cannabis. And if I'm by myself, it freaks me out. So, you know, I can't, you know, I don't want to take that journey. I don't want to see what it feels like to be by myself and be high. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for that freak out. I'm not looking to be, you know, all alone with the dog and can't fucking function, you know. But overall, I think that they're both equally, you know, the same. And so one day you can smoke weed and the next day you can have sex. But if you do them at the same time, you may have a better outcome. So on that note, I'll be right back with the topic of the night. All right, so my topic of the night is the secrets that can make men fall in love with you. Now, ladies, I know I've had this conversation, something similar to this before. But recently, a family member reached out to me. And she's dating. Listen to the podcast. And she, you know, asked me, what is it that I can do to make this guy understand that, you know, I'm serious and I want to get to know him and, you know, do more than just hang out and go bowling and shoot pool. I want to take it to a different level. Now, when it's family, it hits a little bit different. Because when I'm talking to people who I don't know, we probably won't have any other interactions or any, we're not going to meet each other. Whereas when my family reach out to me, even though we don't see each other often, we talk. So for her to reach out and ask for advice was a little different for me, you know, because for one, she's younger. And also, like I said, she's my family. So I want the best for her. I'm not saying I don't want the best for the people who's not my family listen to the podcast. I do. I want everybody to be happy and successful with their relationships. But it just hit differently when it comes to your family and her being a younger person, you know. Because I'm talking about, you know, relationships and sex and fucking. And it just don't go well when my niece, you know. What? When she first asked me, I was like, whoa, okay. You know what I'm saying? But she's old. I think she's 28, 29. So, yeah, she listened to the podcast and she supports. And, you know, that felt good. So I had to think about this a little bit. I had to sit down and really put, you know, pen to paper about what I wanted to say because I don't want to steer her wrong. I don't want to give her advice and then, you know, it don't work out. She's like, well, he said, even though she won't, you know, do that, but still, I just feel a certain way about that. So as I was doing my research, I came across one of the things that popped out to me is that we often see friendship as a foundation to romantic relationships. But can friendship make a man fall in love with you? And being honest, I came up with, yeah. Because some of the best relationships began as solid friendships. And I'm not talking about friendships that last maybe a year or two. I'm talking about friendships that's been 10, 12 years. And then they finally got to a point where they was able to take it to a different level while still maintaining a strong friendship, which has also helped the relationship. Because if you can remain friends, if you can do some of the things that you did as friendships now that you're married or exclusively dating, then that's going to make the whole situation a plus for both you and your partner. Because you don't lose anything. You gain more, and you gain more to make you more successful and more happy. And that's the important part. Each day you want to be happy. Each day you want to feel successful. Each day you want to look at your partner and feel like, this is the best person I could have ever decided to spend my life with. Because to me, that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, all that fucking and taking selfies and taking trips and you know, planning weddings, all that's good. But when it's over with, when it no longer is important, the important factor is how we gonna make it to the next day and how we gonna continue to be successful in having a strong relationship. It turns out that friendship can be the secret for anybody to fall in love with you. But I'm talking about men now. So if you're looking to make a man fall in love with you, be his friend. Show him that you are someone you can trust, someone that he can trust and confide in and rely on. Once you establish a strong friendship, you may find that the love you've been looking for is right there in front of you. No, I'm sorry. Once you establish that friendship, he will realize that the love that he needs and want and been looking for is right there with his friend. Friendship before romance. The single greatest secret to making a man fall in love with you is to first become his friend. By doing this, you build trust, intimacy, which are two of the most important foundation of any relationship. I mean, think about it. Who do you want by your side when things are tough? Your best friend? So why not start there? Friendship before romance allows you to get to know each other on a deeper level without the pressures and the expectation that comes with starting out with a romantic relationship at first. So if you're looking for lasting love, focus on building a strong friendship first. It's the surest way to get him to fall in love with you head over heels. I mean, because we all want to be loved. And sometimes in our quest for love, we think that the key to find someone special is to sweep them off their feet and make them feel like the only person in the world. But what if the secret to finding true love was much simpler? What if the key to finding true love is simply being a good friend? Think about it. When you're friends with someone, you know them intimately. You know their quirks. You know their, things that they don't like. And you still love them anyway. You develop a deep understanding of who they are as a person and vice versa. Another thing you can do is respect your friend's time. One of the biggest things I had to learn as I got older is time is precious and it waits for no one. Everybody is on that clock. One thing that I've always connected with was the hourglass, the sands of time. When you turn the glass over and the sand starts to fall into the bottom of the empty glass, I've always been fascinated with that because that time moved fast. And when you're looking at a clock, I don't know why I'm going off on topic with this, but it's something about time that's been fascinating to me as a young man, as a man for years. So time is important, and if you don't use it wisely, if you don't invest in it wisely, before you know it, that sand runs out of that glass. When you respect your friend's time, it shows respect. It includes showing up on time. For some reason, some reason, it's certain women who will never, who thinks it's cool not to be on time. The first time I encounter a woman, or a woman says something like, time is not important to me, I can't deal. I mean, I have literally not dealt with people because of them promoting that they, you know, don't mind showing up late. What? I mean, when I go to work or when I, you know, have to be somewhere, I leave like an hour ahead of time. And I don't want my woman to think like that, but I need her to understand that our time together or my time is precious. And if you don't respect that, if you don't respect the fact that you have to be on time for your own shit, you're not going to respect being on time for me. So that's going to be a red flag for me. If you mention anything about not being on time and you think it's cool, don't even, ain't nothing else we need to talk about. Many people believe that respect is the key to a lasting relationship. And while this may be true, there's also something to be said about friendships before romance. There's no surefire way to make someone fall in love with you. But if you want to increase your chances of building a lasting relationship, be a good friend, respect your partner's time and needs, and let them know that you're always there for them. For relationship, many women make the mistake of thinking they need to pursue men to get them to fall in love. Now, I had to let my niece know that you have to be yourself. You can't, there's nothing wrong with, you know, changing it up a little bit or doing a little extra in order to get someone's attention. But don't come out of who you are as a person. Don't take yourself to extreme to please someone, because if someone don't see your value just by talking to you and looking at you and spending some time with you, and they need you to go deeper or to do a little bit more, and you just friends or you just getting to know each other, then that might not be the person. Because you only give that type of love or that type of attention to someone that you're exclusive with, or someone that you're dating, or someone that you are in love or married to. And I would say, honestly, you only give that type of attention to someone that you're married to. Because if you're just dating, that shit may end in a matter of a second. But at least if you're married to someone, marriage is not guaranteed, but you can let yourself be a little bit more open in a marriage, because you have connected with someone who agreed to marry you, who gives you the understanding that they understand what marriage is about. It's a give and take situation. So if I'm asking something from you, then I have to give you something back, or vice versa. When you ask something from me, you have to give me something back. It has to be where there's a strong and true understanding of what the fuck we're doing in this relationship. So if a person wants you to come out who you are when you first start trying to get with them, you might want to rethink that situation. For relationship, many women make the mistake of pursuing someone to get them to fall in love. However, men often are more attracted to a woman who respects their time and space, or a good friend who can make them fall in love with you. One reason this is true because men want to trust women. We need to trust. We need to know that you're not, you know, hully gully. You're not of the streets. You're not playing games. You're not trying to get the hustle on. You know what I'm saying? And when you take the time to get to know a man and be his friend first, you're showing him that he can trust you. Recognize chemistry. Chemistry is the physical attraction between two people. Chemistry includes both attraction and repulsion experienced throughout life. It's based on both mental and emotional factors that are subconscious. You can't force love, but you can definitely work on building a friendship first. There's nothing more attractive than someone who's interested in getting to know you and isn't afraid to show it. So ask him out for coffee, drinks, or whatever favorite activity it may be. Get to know him better and let him get to know you. If the chemistry is there, it'll be impossible to deny. And that's when you know that you may have found someone special. So recognize chemistry. If you see it, jump on it. And understand that not a lot of people have chemistry when it comes to relationships or beginning a relationship. You know, some people are like in a tug of war type situation. You got to do this, but you're not doing this. You're not a person who respects time. Why are you making a big issue about time? It's just time. See, it don't work if you don't recognize that chemistry. You don't recognize that you got someone who can bend a little bit in order to make the situation work. You know, when you got two stubborn people, or when you got two people who just feel like their way is the right way, you're wasting time. Don't even pursue it, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to benefit you. It's not going to be it's not going to be what it is that you need in order to be happy. Another thing is to remain chill. Stay cool under every situation when trying to get a man to fall in love with you. Don't overthink it. Don't pressure him. Don't make it seem like it's a must. Don't come off too anxious, you know? Because when you stay cool, it's a response to any actual situation. This phrase is uttered by women everywhere, and men who want to impress, and women who want to impress men know that it's true. The reason being, women love men who are confident, relaxed, and at peace. And the same goes for men. Men adore women who have a level head. If you scatterbrain, if you don't know your ass from your behind, there's nothing you can do with me. I need you to be calm in any situation. If something happens, I need to know that you can take the lead and get us to the final result. If I'm unable to do it, I need to know that the person who I'm getting ready to embark on a relationship with, or that I'm in a relationship with, can handle any situation. I know one time I got arrested when I first got to LA, and it came out of the blue. It was about some old child support shit, you know what I'm saying? But I was starting a new job, and I was dating this young lady, and When they pulled me over, it was like, yo, you going to jail? I'm like, what? And the good thing was, she drove me to work. So from the time they took me to jail to the time I got out, she did everything possible. And she only knew my mother and my brother and my sister's, you know, name. But she called everybody. She got the bail money up. And she was on point. And we had been knowing each other 2 weeks, about 3 weeks. So that was impressive, because I'm in there 4 days. Because when they took me in there, I'm thinking, yo, I'm getting out tonight. But they're like, nah, you can rig upstairs, Fulton County. I'm like, what? Now, I had been to jail before on something else, but it was like, you know, in and out. You know what I'm saying? 4 days in Fulton County will make you change your life. I mean, I wasn't scared, but it was like, I knew jail, there would never be another situation when it comes to me in jail. And it hasn't been. Let me knock on wood. There's no wood, but knock on my old ass knees. I've never been to jail since then, and don't plan to go back. But the fact that she stood up like a champ and she got me out of that was very impressive. I mean, that made our relationship stronger for the longest. I had on blinders. Every woman who wanted to talk to me or would say something slick, and we worked together. So they would say certain things to get a reaction from her. I would go and reassure her by putting my arms around her and giving her a kiss. Baby, I'm here with you. Fuck them. They can't do shit for me. You the motherfucker who got me out of jail. You the motherfucker who got the money up to get my ass up out of jail. So respect. I'm going to respect this relationship. And you other broads, gets Nathan, gets nothing. Ain't nothing you can say. You can walk around me butt naked showing some ass and titties. I might look, but I'm not going to touch because I got the, in my mind, she was everything I needed. By her gestures, by her actions on getting me out of jail, by staying on point, by she would come down there and just try to get me out. They're like, yo, your girl. I'm like, oh, that's good. You know what I'm saying? That's my baby. So that's like, you don't see that. You don't, well, I can't say that. Because I don't know what goes on in everybody's relationship. But that was special to me. That's one of the most, I still hold that dear to my heart. Even though we don't talk, you know, on some other shit. But I'll never forget that gesture. Never. And that's the type of woman who I need. That's the type of woman who I know that, that's the type of woman that men consider friends. You know what I'm saying? Even though we had a relationship, the fact that we had been friends and we developed a relationship and she knew from just us talking what to do without me giving her information, without me giving her instructions, was the world to me. So, wow. I just think about that and it just has so many layers of meaning to me, you know? And I just think that it's important to have a strong partner, both men or if you got a man who's strong and hold you down, great. And same with if a man got a good woman holding him down and just focused on him, awesome. I mean, extremely awesome. The phase, okay. The reason being, women love men who are confident and relaxed and peace. Like I said, men also love women who are also confident and relaxed. You know, because in that situation, she was relaxed enough to not buckle and just like, you know what, I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So when you have a relaxed mindset or you confident that you can get something accomplished, that's very, I find that very attractive. Many people think that to make a guy fall in love, you have to play hard to get. But if you want them to fall in love, the best thing to do is to remain chill. Now, what does remaining chill mean? It means to be yourself and not put on an act, not do something just for attention. It means to be confident and comfortable in your own skin, being friendly and easy by any means. Because when you're confident and relaxed in your own skin, we find that to be a attraction. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have a level head in order to show a man that you can handle any situation. Bottom line. You know, because if you can't handle me going to jail and getting me out, then you're not going to be able to handle, God forbid, I get sick and, you know, I'm on my deathbed. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think that's a little extreme, but, you know, it's one of those things where I've always looked for a woman who has a level head. I've come across women who just are not cool, who just spaz out, who just accuse you at the drop of a dime and make an issue more than what it really is. Take you to places that you really don't want to go or you really need to be at. So to not be level-headed is a problem for you. Another thing is to be outrageous together. Do silly shit, you know, skydiving. Be vulnerable, you know, take risk. When you do something out of the ordinary, like zip drive, zip lining, what you do is you create a strong bond between both of you. And Plus, it makes the relationship or the beginning of a relationship more exciting, and it keeps things fresh. So to step out of your comfort zone and to do something that you normally don't do, and to get someone to do it with you, it helps in many ways, because you're willing to put yourself out there for love, or for the better of the relationship, or to let the person know that, hey, you can take a risk with me. You can see that I'm fun. You can see that I'm creative, and you get you're getting someone who's willing to do anything to make you happy. You know, wrapping this up. If you are someone who values personal growth and want to be in a relationship, befriend or invest in your relationship. I'm sorry. If you value personal growth and want to be in a relationship, befriend and invest in your friendship with the man you want. Any relationship is better than no relationship. Even if you're just friends, you still should try. You still should you still should give an honest attempt to show the man that, hey, I'm the person you need. I'm willing to start from the very beginning. I'm willing to help you grow. I'm willing to be there for you. As long as you're committed to me in the same manner, as long as you're not full of shit, as long as you're not trying to just get me in the bedroom and just have your way and move on to the next, we can do this. I'm open to new challenges. I'm open to different adventures, and I'm willing to be your friend starting off. So let's see where this goes. And if you want to make a guy fall in love with you, focus on the friendship. Be his confident, make him laugh, and be there for him when he needs you. Let him see the best parts of you, and he'll soon be head over heels in love with you. And on that note, I want to go ahead and end the podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to the podcast since Saturday. I don't know what it is, but I'm grateful. I'm extremely grateful. But the numbers are increasingly each day growing. So thank you. Continue doing what it is that you do. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time that you give me. And I want to continue to try to do the best I can as far as this podcast. It's not perfect. It's far from perfect. But it's authentic. It's me. And I'm going to do what I can in order to entertain, or, you know, give some good information or give a good story. I hope that my niece, do the right thing, find happiness. You know, I hope that everybody who listens to the podcast, if you're looking for happiness, that you embark on it and you find it. I wish everybody the best. And I'm going to continue doing what I do. I'm going to talk to you about these sorry-ass men and sorry-ass women. Because someone said, why you don't talk about the sorry-ass men? Okay. I am a man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I will have conversations, but I'm not here to belittle people. You know what I'm saying? I won't do that to women. I won't do that to men. But I will acknowledge that there's some of us who ain't shit. Both men and women in relationships, playing games. And it's crazy when you're playing games in your 50s and your 40s and your late 30s. And I know some people who in their 60s still playing games. So I might, you know, tap into some of that a little bit, you know. But we'll see. I want to continue to flow like I flow. I like the way I choose a sex topic or question, and choose a relationship topic or question. That's what keeps me flowing. That's what keeps my mind, you know, moving the way I need to move when I do this podcast. Because I've learned what it is that I need to do. I just got to, you know, increase on it, continue to be better at it, and to be more authentic. You know, I'm gonna tell stories about myself. You know, I'm gonna, you know, give a couple more entertaining situations that I've been in. You know what I'm saying? Not gonna be a lot, but it's gonna be some. You know. But once again, just, you know, thank you. Continue to listen to podcasts when he speaks erotica from a man's perspective. You know, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, you know, just check them out. You know, just check out those platforms and you'll find me there. Anybody got a question, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. As long as you're respectable, we're good. I hope everybody have a good night. Take care of yourselves. And I'll talk to you next week. Peace.